It's 99.1 PLR. I am hanging out with some of my favorite people, and one of my new favorite people, too, John, for you. But I'm hanging out with Kristen Cazzato from the Alzheimer's Association. They're holding a fundraiser at the Nest Arts Factory, one of my favorite places, on August 22nd. And joining her is John Cambriello.
Chambriello.
Joining her is John Chambriello, who is going to be playing us some music, is going to be talking a little bit about music and about what we can expect. But Kristen, thank you for reaching out to me and thank you for putting this together. This is fun.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
I mean, there's two things that I love, and one of them is music and being a giant groupie. And then the other thing is, you know, helping people through this journey. I lost my mom to dementia a number of years ago, and she actually helped me with this disease by kind of handing me another career. So now I help other people and work for the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut. And I want people to not do this alone. I want them to know that we're here for them. And so, you know, why not combine my two loves? And that's what I'm doing.
I mean, this is one of those situations where everybody's always got a story, right? Mm-hmm. There's always something, and it's always something personal. My mom works for ACS, American Cancer Society, and that happened after my grandmother passed away from colon cancer. And it's, you know, it's the kind of thing that you need to have a personal connection to. John, do you have a connection to Alzheimer's as well? I mean, excuse me. Yes. Thank you. Alzheimer's as well.
I do. So my grandmother on my dad's side suffered with Alzheimer's.
Got you. I'm sorry to hear that, man. And I'll join in. My grandmother as well is, you know, nonverbal and has been for a couple of years. And you know, the body is strong, but the mind is not there. And it is, you know, the long goodbye is a cliche phrase, but it's an apt one.
Yeah. And what we really want to do, you know, also is talk about it. You know, we're calling it "This Is Your Brain on Music," playing off that old.
Oh, I love
which
that.
Which is a long time ago. You kids don't know. You children don't know this ad, but it was.
Kristen, you look 10 years younger than both of us, but okay, continue.
Okay, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? That was the ad. And then this is your brain on music. And how do we, you know, process music? And how does it bring back all these memories? And what is that special sauce that we can remember lyrics from 20, 25 years ago and songs we haven't heard in so long? Why does that affect that kind of brain? So I'm just like going to bring in some little bit of science to touch upon it and also have people share stories. And I think John's a great story because he plays in nursing homes and he talks about in Facebook for a while. You were talking about how your music like brings people to life again.
Absolutely. So it's just about 20 years that I've been playing at different nursing homes around Connecticut. And I was thinking about this the other day because I was thinking, okay, I have to say something good, you know, especially at the event. And I was thinking about what does music do or what does Alzheimer's take away? And I was thinking about the present. It takes the present away from people. And that's what we're all trying to do is be more present in life. Mm-hmm. And then when we see someone not being present, that we're like, whoa, that's not right. And I think that when you play a song that brings someone into the present for even a moment, it's the special sauce you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Just like they're there, they're singing with you. It's like this is the person in their present, and then they fade back to not the present. And so I've saw it so many times, and I do it all the time. When I play at my homes, the smiles come back, the memories, people start crying. It was their wedding song, stuff like that. But once the song stops, they're no longer present.
I mean, it's such a powerful thing because it's, you know, lyrics and music, it's all so closely tied to memory. I mean, what's the first thing that we have kids do when they start school? They learn the ABCs.
And they sing it.
Yes. And they sing it. And they've changed that song, by the way. I don't know. That's a conversation for another day. My son's going into kindergarten. I have to learn a whole new one, and it's crazy. But it fixes the LMNOP problem. That's beside the point. But it is. I mean, so Kristen, you've done so much work with this, like, you know. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that any of us are scientists, but like, you know, tell me about some of the research about linking, you know, music and memory and the way that it can treat Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I mean, music for so many people is an escape, right?
Yeah.
Now, but that's what John was saying, right? Bringing people back. There are so many of these cool memories. We're always trying to kind of connect with people however we can, right? Mm. And this disease, it absolutely takes away your short-term memories. So your long-term memories are there. So reaching back out, connecting them then was amazing. Like my mom loved Chuck Mangione. You know that horn? Da, 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 da.
Like, oh, yeah, so okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She loved that. We'd play that and she'd like perk up. Because back in the day when we'd do these long car rides, she was she was the songstress in the car, and she would sing harmonies to, along with the radio, and like that was her thing. So, you know, I tried to pick it up a little bit. My brother sings and plays guitar, so it's just really cool to like reach out, and it can stimulate, you know, feelings of, you know, calm and restfulness, and you can sometimes get people to just kind of perk up cognitively when those kinds of parts of your brain, you know, are stimulated. And I just want to also share a really quick story about John.
Please.
So years ago, we started this group. It's a really cool group. It's called GAP, which is Giving Alzheimer's Purpose. And it's two people, couples. So it's person with dementia and their caregiver, spouse, child, sibling. So we had a bunch of couples come in. You had to have remembered this. And I invited John to come in to play. And this one couple at the time, they walk in and she was giving him such a hard time. She did not want to go. She did not want to go in the car. And she was nonverbal. We'd had seen them for quite a while. They come in, they sit at totally opposite ends of the table. He walked in, he's like exhausted. Like, this is just so hard. This is so hard. John starts playing Beatles songs. Within like maybe the second song, she is singing along full voice.
Oh.
The guy's on the other end bawling, like, here's my wife again.
My God.
There she is. And it was like, it was such a beautiful moment.
Do you remember what song you played?
I don't exactly remember. I played a few Beatles songs. So I'm not sure which one it was, but obviously it was something
you're
that
you're pretty
touched.
Good at Blackbird. I love that when you do that.
Song. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when people come alive like that and you see it and you almost sometimes can't even, like, sometimes I'll just like pause in my singing and I'm just like, I can't sing. I'm playing. I'm still playing. But you almost want to lose it with them because you realize what just happened.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, you know, Kristen, I realize you're here for the event. I don't want to spend too much time on you, but I do find it, you know, like, how long have you been involved with the Alzheimer's Association? Because, I mean, you had, like, the coolest version of my job before that. You know, you were on KUSI in San Diego, and, you know, you did that for the longest time. Tell me about that transition.
I was on Channel 8 before that.
And Channel 8 before that. That's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
I was on TV for 24 years.
Yeah.
And in 2009, my mom got sick. My mom got diagnosed with dementia and I was in San Diego and then I came back and like dropped everything. I'm like going to take care of her.
Mm.
And we went through that journey together and it was for 4 years and I went back on TV and I was doing the morning show for a while and then it was like morning show for a couple hours and then jump right to take care of her. And then after a couple of years, I'm like, well, the getting up at 2:45 is not really working for me anymore. And so, because that's really fun in the morning.
I do.
But then, you know, a position opened up. Like it was, like I said, my mom kind of handed me this career through her sickness. And and then they're like, do you want to come work for the Alzheimer's Association? I'm like, absolutely. I would like to use the skills that I have in communications, et cetera, and try to do this. So I have been volunteering or working for the association since 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell me about this event. Like, tell me what you know, tell me about the inception and then tell me just about the vision of it. You know, what can people expect?
Well, a couple of years ago, I did something at the Acoustic when it was back the Acoustic.
Yeah, when it was the Acoustic. Yeah, gosh. You know, and just the temptation for all three of us to nerd out about like Black Rock, Connecticut, local music is going to be so strong. But I'm sorry. Continue.
No, sorry. Let's do it.
At the former at Park City Music Hall's former iteration, the Acoustic. Yes,
right.
I'm sorry.
John,
yeah, keep going.
John has played when you played a number of years ago when I held kind of a fundraiser. I've held a number of fundraisers there. Back in the day in 2019, I had like five bands. My brother, you know, topping off with a Foo Fighters cover band. It was so rad.
Oh my gosh.
So
did
great.
I go to that show? I think I know the band you're talking about and they're so good.
So great. So he, you know, we did that and I was like, I just love doing the music thing. You know, whatever I can connect. I love music so much and if, you know, bringing my friends together to listen to music and then donate it at the same time. So got three bands, John Chambriello, Moonrise Cartel, who we know is unbelievable.
Indeed.
And Pangea, a little world music.
Those are my boys right there, too. Pangea has done this podcast a couple of times. Shout out to my man, Nick Yost, one of my best friends in
the
world.
Bringing those guys together, and then it's like $25 to get in, and we've got some pizza donated, and we're going to have like cool little music things around, like music in your brain information, and just hang out, enjoy the music, you know, spend time with people, and know that your money's going to a good cause. Goes to help us. The Alzheimer's Association do our free helpline that we give to everyone. It's 800-272-3900. You can call about anything. We have support groups. We have education classes, all free, and then pushing research forward, which is so critical.
I love that. John, what got you involved in this event?
Kristen did.
Right. I was going to say, I have a feeling I know the answer, but yes. Yeah.
I've been friends with Kristen for quite a while, and I love being a part of kind of community minded things. I'm really a fan of the idea that we're so local as a people And sometimes we get caught up because maybe the internet has allowed us to check in with across the world or across the country or another state. But then we sometimes forget that we're so local and we have this people that are on the same GPS spot that we live on, and we need to connect with them. And so when we're able to, and we're able to actually physically get into the same spot and do something that's beneficial to a great cause, but also to build our community up and pass the word around that things are happening, I think it's a powerful thing.
And the Nest is such a great place to do it too. Like, if you're listening to this right now, you don't know where the Nest is. It's right off exit 25, Bridgeport, and it's such a cool. It's such a cool community, really, that's kind of sprung up around there. And I've been hanging out there since 2011, I think. When I first came back here from college, I joined a band, and there, the Nest was where we practiced. And it was early in its inception, and it was a little rougher around the edges. Yeah. It wasn't, it hadn't been redone yet. And we were all 23, 4 years old, just being, wild in there. But it's changed, but not in the way that where that's like frowned on now. It's just evolved. Like, there's these incredible art spaces in there. There's people who do podcasting and audio work, like we're doing right now. Music, of course, art. And it's everywhere. And people will walk around. There's a natural environment in there to just walk around to people's spaces. And if the door's open, just poke your head and like, hey, just seeing what you're doing. Like, what are you creating? What's coming out of,
super amount of creativity. And shout out to Will Diaz and Suzanne and Vic for actually having us at the Nest, because that's really nice. They're actually donating the space to us, which is so kind. And that's how you versus going to a place with, and although I understand, I don't have, $2,000 in my pocket to say, yeah, I would like to rent this,
Right.
We don't even know if we're going to make $2,000, right, that night. It's really just about bringing people together. So I'm really appreciative to the Nest for donating that space to us.
Well, it's going to be a great night. And I hope and will do my damnedest to see that you guys make more than $2,000. It's just a great cause. It's something that affects entirely too many people. I want to get to a song from John before we get out of here. But I also, Kristen, when we texted last week, you said you had just left a conference on Alzheimer's where you were excited about something. And I wanted to push, but then I was like, or I could just wait and just talk about it on the air. What's new? What's the new research?
So
what's
many
the
cool,
hope?
Hot things. I mean, there are now two drugs approved by the FDA for those in the early stages. Never had anything like that before.
Really?
All these other drugs were just to deal with symptoms. Now there are drugs, if you qualify, there's, tests you have to go through that actually pull away the amyloid plaques, which is part of the problem with your cognitive decline. And so I wouldn't say it restores cognitive, but it gives people more time to be in this space where they can be independent, drive, maybe work, amazing. Spend time with their family. Make these memories with their family. And then there's also all this other stuff, looking at lifestyle intervention and more information about, eating the mind diet or more information about this other medication that's attacking something different. And some of the medications that are used for weight loss and diabetes, some of those drugs being checked out.
Really?
Something for cognitive decline. Also, reducing the amount of processed meat we eat, how that could be good for dementia, like cutting down on your bacon and your salami and that kind of stuff, So just things that we can learn that we can do now to reduce our risk for later, which I think is really critical.
Well, and that's the thing, when people think about new medical research, you always think about a cure. When's the cure? But when you talk about, prevention and preservation, really is what it sounds like you're talking about, for people who've already been diagnosed, extending the amount of time that they have, their memories and their ability. That's, what could be more important, especially with something like Alzheimer's?
And we're funding $1.5 million in research right here in Connecticut. So Yale, UConn Health, just like really cool stuff, looking at the difference between some really different kind of research that talks about dementia that comes through with visual or language issues. Or there's a guy doing research in the ER at Yale on when caregivers come in all stressed out, how are they taken care of when they leave? Are they getting what they need? It's just really interesting stuff.
Now, this is all the kind of thing that you can help to support and, raise money for. And on August 22nd, and you're going to hear some music from guys like John Chambriello. And, you got a song for us, man?
I do.
I would love to hear one, please. I would love that. Let me just say one more time. August 22nd, the Nest Arts Factory. Kristen Gazzato here from the Alzheimer's Association. You're going to hear John Chambriello, Moonrise Cartel, Pangea. Once again, August 22nd. Let's go out with a song. John, take it away, man.
You've got wings, I've got feet. You bring fresh air to me. You are there when I'm in need. Please don't fly away. Shooting star from up above, the one I was wishing on. You took my hand, you showed me love, but I still don't know. Where'd you come from? How do you fly? How did you fall into my life, yeah? 'Cause I'm an ordinary, you're an angel. You fell into my story when I was alone. I don't know how I got you or what you see in me. You are an angel, I am just ordinary. Well, tell the world that I'm in love. You're the only one that I'm dreaming of. Well, friendship with devotion, but I still don't know. Where'd you come from? How do you fly? How did you fall into my life? Yeah. 'Cause I'm an ordinary, you're an angel. You fell into my story when I was alone. I don't know how I got you or what you see in me. You are an angel, I am just ordinary. 'Cause you were in my prayers, and heaven must have heard me. 'Cause you showed up out of the thin air. I thought I lost my chance to find someone to love, but you're my one to love. I'm an ordinary, you're an angel. You fell into my story when I was alone. I don't know how I got you or what you see in me. 'Cause you are an angel, I am just ordinary. 'Cause I'm an ordinary, you're an angel. You fell into my story when I was alone. I don't know how I got you or what you see in me. 'Cause you are an angel. 'Cause you are an angel now. You are an angel. I'm just ordinary.